The Burt Show.
I feel like there should be some kind of American Idol / The Voice audition process for therapists. Because it is so hard to find a good one. And by the time you realize that you guys don't mesh, you're already $400 into the thing. So when you do find a therapist, then you hold on for dear life, right? So why do you have a friend that's found a great one and still wants to dump them?
So everything you're saying, I completely agree with. And I'm attempting to use that experience to get him to go in a certain direction. And he is torn. And I'll tell you why. But I also think it's funny that my lady and I are on completely opposite sides of this. And I can see both sides of it clearly. But I think I know what he should do. So I've told y'all before that in the black community, it's tough sometimes to get like your friends and your family to go to therapy. It's like usually a last resort option for us because of the stereotype that has always come with the fact that if you go to therapy, it means something's wrong with you, right? So it's like you kind of stay away from it.
But we all have something wrong with it.
Yeah. You took the words out of
yeah. And the fact that you think you can't go to a therapist because you don't want to show that there's something wrong with you is the example that there's something wrong with you.
Right. Which has been an issue in the community for a while. Yeah. And I think that that's changing, right? That narrative is changing, which is good. And one of my friends is, he's been having a tough go at it in life. He's a mutual friend of myself and my lady. And I finally convinced him, like, bro, just give it a shot. Just go to therapy, man. Just try one time. What's the worst that could happen? And he fought it for a while, but then he finally did it. He finally goes to therapy. And so he's like, I'm kind of walking him through it. Like, you know, it's going to be an evaluation, the first one. And they do that whole thing. And then he sets up his first actual session.
Let me ask you guys about your first session of therapy real quick, because it's been consistent with me. And I'm wondering if it's just a me thing, just as a sidebar here real quick. I almost feel like it's Vegas. You know, when you go to Vegas, I think Vegas knows that you're new to Vegas. So they allow you to win like once or twice. So you keep coming back or you keep betting and then you never win again. I feel like a therapist does the same thing. When you sit down there for the very first time, they hit you with some kind of internal nugget that blows you away to hook you in to become a client.
That has been my experience, actually.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then they might not be right for the next 10 sessions.
That's kind of how I got sucked into my therapist now.
Is that right?
Yeah. So he goes to the evaluation. He was like, it wasn't that bad. He said it felt really awkward telling this strange person everything, all his darkest and deepest secrets. And I'm like, that's very normal. A lot of us feel awkward in that space, but it gets easier the more you go. So he's like, cool, I'm going to go to the first session. So he goes to the first session. He comes back and he tells us, it was amazing, which I was not expecting at all, because this dude is really tough to get to. But he's like, I loved her. I loved everything about her. Like, she sat there. She listened to me. She didn't try to fix anything. She was just a great listener, and she kind of analyzed my reality in a way that I've never had anyone do, and she put it into perspective for me that I've never had. And I'm like, to me, that's a sign of a really good therapist.
Sure.
Like, that's what you want. So he's like, and I'm never going back.
What?
That's what I say. So I'm like, What you mean? You're not going back. Like, what's the problem? So he says, well, I feel like she lied to me. And it did something to my morality. And I said, what? How does a therapist lie to you, man? Like, what is going on? So he tells me that I guess when he initially spoke to her, he asked her what a session was going to cost. She gave him a price. I think the price was like $150, right? Which is, I think that's pretty standard.
It is.
So then he does the session, and then he gets the bill, and the session was like $200, and then it had a few other additional expenses.
What is
like
that?
Like add-ons?
Right. So he was like, yo. Now, he didn't want to come off cheap, and he didn't know if that was normal.
Like
so
a
he,
convenience fee?
Like he
$10 for sympathy, $15 for a singular tear.
Yeah.
Seriously, right?
I don't know what the additional charges were, but he asked her why wasn't the session itself $150. And she said, well, if you read through the terms and conditions that she sent out in the email, it's actually $200. And my lady was like, yo, if you really love her though and you vibed and connected with her, I'm telling you right now, as hard as it is to find a good therapist, just pay the $50. I feel like if you're going to somebody about having abandonment issues and about people lying to you,
yeah.
and then your therapist out the gate start lying to you, you probably should go to a different therapist.
I'm with you, man. Once that trust would have been broken like that, even in a small way, if we weren't completely transparent with each other, that's over for me. I got to go see somebody else. Even if I had a great, I am not paying it.
That's how I feel. And I didn't know if that was my pride, but I'm like, I think you should find a different therapist.
Yeah, and I agree wholeheartedly, because like having that trust is so key with you and your therapist. And it just, and maybe she doesn't think she's lying, but it's just very sus. It's shady.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't want a shady therapist.
Right.
Like, you tell me what the, like, whatever the price is, you tell me what the price is. I've been doing therapy for years. You can't tell, but I've been doing it for years. And Susan has a flat rate that has increased over the years, which I understand. Mm-hmm. And so I continue to pay more because we vibe. I like her. She's never lied to me.
And they tell you that before it's on your bill.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yep. And so and it's always been very transparent. But it's like, this is the price. There's been no taxes. There's been no fees. There's been no add-ons for empathy. Like, I am like blown away by this.
That's where I'm conflicted, because I don't really feel like he got lied to. So if we're going to call this therapist a liar, I don't know if that's the right title.
Yeah.
It's a little sus, but at the same time, like, he could have read the fine print. Like,
well, I could have done
Nobody
that.
Nobody ever does
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I could have done that on Instagram too, but I never did it there. I like Abby's idea though. I think it's a flat zero fee until you go in there, and at the end of the session, based on what the therapist gave you, that's what they charge you. That's, so some days it's going to be $20.
Yeah.
Other days it's going to be $220. I like Abby's
idea. That's what I was wondering. Like, what did you go in there and say to her? And she was like, nah, I'm going to need another $50 out of this dude. And now I feel bad because I finally get him to go to therapy and he feels like the therapist scammed him.
Abby, I think you stumbled on something incredible, man. A therapist a la carte menu. It's a great idea.
You have to pay extra for empathy and for those nuggets that are going to stay with you for the next 15 minutes.
It makes sense.
Do you want life-changing advice? It's going to cost you an extra 50.
The Burt Show.